Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's Libsyn.com. It's Wednesday on Radio Memories. Western Wednesday. The making of radio's best westerns. All the history, romance, and action.
The Seal of Dawn, 1933, syndicated by Hancock Oil of California. Set in the old Spanish mission days of Los Angeles. The story is reminiscent of Zorro because the hero's name is Don Hancock, and he has to deal with the corrupt Spanish officials who run old California for their Mexican overlords. Now to this rare episode of The Seal of Don.
In the romantic days when California history was in the making, Don Hancock, the Robin Hood of this period, struggled bitterly against the Mexican governor, Manuel Michel Torena. The governor planned the arrest of Don Hancock for releasing a number of Americans from jail, and also ordered the arrest of Don Cipriano Cabrillo and his daughter Antonia Baker for sheltering Don Hancock. We open this chapter at the Rancho Francisco Lopez, where Don Hancock arranged to meet Don Donaldo, an emissary from Santa Ana, the president of Mexico.
Ah, Don Hancock, how good it is to see you again, and the good Jose. It's a long time since I have been honored by a visit.
Perhaps to you, Francisco, who have nothing to do from morning till night. But for me, time flies.
Aye, no doubt, senor. And you fly with it, eh?
Si, Francisco. I wish to use your casa for a conference.
My humble casa is yours, Don Hancock. And may I inquire, is it about the governor, this talk?
Yes, it is Michel Torena again. He and that jackal of his, Garcia.
An everlasting curse be on their names.
They have been annoying you again, senor. Is that it?
But not me alone, Francisco. It is everyone. The peons, the caballeros, and now the Americanos.
Can that be possible?
Si. However, I think I now have Garcia and the governor where I want them.
Don Hancock may always be trusted. Madre de Dios, who can that be?
Probably Don Donaldo. Open the door, Jose. Hi, Don Donaldo. You have come sooner than I expected. I did not even hear you approach.
Hola, Don Hancock. See, that horse of mine travels lightly.
In truth, he must. Oh, but allow me. Don Donaldo, our host, Francisco Lopez. And Jose, you have met.
I am deeply honored, senor. And will you not accept my humble casa as your own?
With pleasure, Senor Lopez. My business with Don Hancock is most important, and we have sought your casa for privacy.
Si. It is even more important than you think.
How is that, senor?
Just this. Since I agreed to meet you here, I have had another skirmish with Michel Torena and Garcia.
Explain yourself, Don Hancock. I'm keenly interested.
I know that. I have definite evidence here with me. Jose, have you the bag?
Right here, master, at my feet. I would not let it out of my sight.
Bueno. Then open it and allow Don Donaldo to see for himself the fruits of my visit of last night.
Por Dios. That money, where did you get it?
From the governor, who in turn, with the very good aid of Garcia, took it from the trusting Americanos.
Took it? You mean stole it?
Si, he might as well have. What you see here is payment for passports, for unjust taxes, land grants, and for what else, I do not know.
But how did you manage to know of this?
Easily, senor. I managed to pay the governor a little visit, and was fortunate enough to arrive at the very moment the spoils were being divided.
Aye, but perhaps that was more unfortunate than otherwise.
In what manner?
Just this. You have, as you know, of course, already been accused of the Americanos' release from jail.
I know that, but what
happened? Well, this last action, to have taken from Michel Torena the money and notes he got from the Americanos, will not be...
But I intend returning them to the original owners. For you did not think, senor, that I meant keeping them myself.
Of course not, Don Hancock. What I'm trying to say is that you have but further incriminated yourself in the eyes of the people if Michel Torena makes this public.
Diablo, how can that be? This is stolen property. I am but doing the right thing.
Surely, senor, I know that, and perhaps a few others. But the people, they do not like the Americanos, and what will they think?
If you will pardon me, Don Hancock, I think the senor is right.
Perhaps so. Nevertheless, I intend returning all of this, everything you see here, as soon as possible. I feel that I am doing the right thing.
As you wish. But in just what manner are you to distribute this back to the Americanos?
Through Jose and a few of my men.
I shall be glad to start, Master, the moment you give me the word.
Bueno, I give you that word now. Here, take this bag. Guard it well. Find a few of our men at Los Angeles and see that the money is returned.
Si, Master. But how am I to know who these men are and what is owing them?
I have provided for that. Here is a copy of the book of receipts. Everything is listed here in very good order.
How convenient, senor. And how considerate of his excellency.
Si. And now, Jose, be off. Make all the speed you can. Vaya con Dios.
Your word is my command, Master. Adios. Adios, Don Donaldo, and my good host.
You are indeed fortunate, senor, to possess such a loyal servant. But I still believe this is an unwise move.
Unwise or not, it is done. Nor do I regret it. This original book of receipts, Don Donaldo, would interest Santa Anna, no?
Si. It represents documentary evidence of Mitchell Terena's acts of treason.
Bueno, then it is yours. Take it to Santa Anna when you return to Mexico. It is enough evidence to throw Mitchell Terena out of the Californias.
I shall take it, senor, gladly. It will give me enough proof to have him removed.
True. But before the lazy wheels of justice move, the governor will have completed his ruin of California. Therefore, we need action.
And from what I understand, you are planning that very thing, no?
Si. General Alvarado and I are even now formulating our plans. Don Donaldo, why do you not aid us?
I should indeed like to, but I cannot. My position with Santa Anna prohibits my active participation in such warfare.
That is true. I understand. But this business you came here to see me about, this personal matter, just what was it?
I was just about to mention that. I'm sorry to say it, but may we trust our host implicitly?
You may. I know him for a most honest man.
Thank you, senor. But if you wish me to leave, I shall...
It will not be necessary, now that I have been assured. First of all, Don Hancock, this mysterious seal on your dagger, I'm most curious about it.
It is my symbol for the justice that I attempt to uphold.
In truth, that you have upheld, Don Hancock, as I well know.
I have tried to do my best, Francisco. Now, what is it you wish to know about this dagger?
A great deal. Its significance, its origin, and its relation to your general activities.
Well, that cannot be answered in a few words. But as to its origin, it was given me by my father at the moment of his death. At that time, I swore vengeance upon the persecutors of the Californias.
Madre de Dios, I trust this is not the soldier.
Do not be alarmed, Francisco. Open the door. Por Dios! Eduardo! You here?
Si, Don Hancock. Eduardo Flores, the traitor. Let me in. I am wounded. Badly wounded.
Diablo, so you are. Francisco, give me that glass of vino. Here, drink this, Eduardo. It will revive you.
Ah, gracias, senor. You were always so, so kind. And I repaid your kindness with treachery.
Never mind that now, Eduardo. I know that you were forced to do what you did. It is forgiven and forgotten.
How generous you are, Don Hancock. But I bring you news, important news. That may atone.
Do not speak of atonement, and the news can wait. I am concerned with you. This wound, it is a frightful one. It must be at least...
Do not worry about me, senor. But listen to what I have to say. Last night, by chance, I happened to be outside the governor's casa.
Last night? And... Why, that was the very night I was there.
See, I know. I saw you. And when I saw you pursued, I knew that something was greatly wrong. And so I sneaked to the window. And I overheard...
Santa Maria, you are in no condition to talk, Eduardo. Rest first and then talk.
Si, senor, do as he says. It'll be best.
No. I am all right. It was just that running away from the casa. One of those fool guards fired at me.
Here is some water, Don Hancock. And a cloth. I thought that...
Bueno. Now, Eduardo, please allow me
later,
to...
Later, Don Hancock. Later. Listen. I overheard the governor plotting to arrest you. Swearing out a warrant for treason. Because of those Americanos.
Caramba. What do I care? I am not afraid of his stupid warrant.
See, I knew that. But Don Cipriano and his daughter, Antonia, they are also to be arrested.
But how can he do that? They have done nothing.
They have protected you, furnished you with shelter. He learned that from a spy.
By the saints, I will not allow this. How dare he arrest those people?
He would dare anything. And I heard more. It is planned to... Dios, I cannot breathe. I am...
There, rest quiet, my Eduardo. Do not speak. Drink. Here, the water will soothe you.
Don Hancock, come close to me.
I am here, Eduardo.
Bueno, listen. Listen, Don Hancock. Do you forgive me?
But of course, Eduardo. Of course I forgive you.
Gracias, Señor. You are so good. Always so good.
Dios de mi alma. He is dead.
He is dead. Eduardo Flores, your death will not go unavenged, nor will the arrest of those innocent people you died to save. I leave at once for the rancho of Don Cipriano.